Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. We're visiting with our good friend Jim Ostroff, associate editor with the Kiplinger Editors. And we're talking about this segment, we're talking about trade and the report that Kiplinger has in their publication this week, all about some of the President Obama's export strategies. And Jim, you were actually on a panel at the National
National Press Club.
I'll get it out in a second. National Press Club, which I'm also a member. And you were on a panel with Secretary of Commerce Locke recently, actually this last week, I guess.
That's right.
Talking about trade. Tell us what happened.
Yeah, basically this. This administration has made a commitment to double U.S. exports within 5 years. They recognize that not only does that help our balance of trade and deficit situation, but that so much of exports are really made by so many products for export are made by small businesses.
Yep, that's right.
And they recognize that this could be a real engine for our economy, doing things basically to help small businesses rank up export and really fire up the economy.
Well, now, Jim, you know, the lion's share, I mean, like 90-something percent of all companies that export in America are small businesses.
Well, they are.
They produce about one-third or less, maybe 30% or so of the dollars of total export dollars. So think about that. If you got that many numbers, if you just add a little water to those and help them grow, look what you could do to the overall economy.
Right.
And these are people who are already in place.
They are. And in short, one of the real good aspects of this is the government is looking to increase its basically outreach activities, particularly to small business. And basically
yep.
this, you call 1-800 U.S. trade,
mm-hmm.
and basically you can be hooked up with some real good, and they are good, country trade specialists. You can say, I make this or that,
right.
or this service. They will go, and they will help not only find the best potential markets
right.
for you, but they'll put you in touch, with various trade counselors and even recommend, from a whole bevy of people, private companies with whom you can work, that is, to help you do the exporting.
Also export.gov, Jim, and my audience knows those guys because Doug Barry
right.
is our main contact there at the U.S. Commercial Services Division of the
right.
Department
That's
of
right.
Commerce, and we've told him many times about the services they provide. Also, my friend Fred Hochberg is president of Ex-Im Bank these days.
That's right.
And they are doing a lot of work to try to, I mean, the things that they're capable of, as Fred has reported on the show, Jim, they help with the funding not only for the American exporter, but they also help the foreign customer to help them with money so they can pay the American company.
And
they handle the transaction so everybody gets their money.
They do, and it's. I had reported on this for many years, and there were many, many, I should say, great success stories. Small businesses that find great partners, great opportunities locally. You might say in Canada or Mexico, but many other foreign countries.
Right.
As a matter of fact, there are even people. It's like selling some real good products. It could be to China or India.
Right.
We always look at it
right.
going the other way.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a demand.
Right.
And there are many small companies that have found that they can go and double or even triple their sales with
yeah.
these opportunities. Of course, like anything, it takes hard work, and we know that.
I'll tell you, Jim, there's never been a time when there have been more help from the government. And this is something that I'm giving the president high marks on, Jim.
Right.
And I've been congratulating him. I really appreciated him talking about the importance of trade agreements in his State of the Union speech.
Yeah, no, that is true. And they're also, they say, making a commitment to open markets to the U.S. on a real basis.
This is very smart, very, very important free market things that the president is focusing on. I congratulate him. I give him high marks on this. I support him. In fact, I'm going to be in Washington, D.C. in about a month with the Ex-Im Bank themselves, helping them with some panels up there. So I'm looking forward to that. Jim, thank you for your leadership, for your reporting. Thanks for all you do. Thanks to the Kiplinger folks for providing us with this information. And we'll see you next time.
Hey, thank you, Jim. And thank you, everyone.
Jim Ostroff, ladies and gentlemen, with the Kiplinger Editors. He'll be back another day. He always does a great job for us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.